So I'm curious. We've been talking gift giving. Jay's brought some ideas. What do you think Jay gives Trina? She's probably got every rose, every flower, no. every tulip, every pansy,
that doesn't count.
Every herb.
None of that counts, though.
You have to go outside of your realm.
Yeah, I'd get no cred for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she loves it. You know, don't get me wrong.
But it's not an extra.
But it's not really a, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, you just had those left over. You brought them home.
I liked Julie Murphy's ideas. And, you know, we've had food from every one of those vendors that she mentioned. And just last week I was at the Arc, well, I guess it was 2 weekends ago now, the Arcadia Edible Garden Tour I went to. My friend Joe Green sets up a little shop out front, and Simple Farms was there with that caramel. And I have a confession to make. I bought a little package to share, but I didn't share it.
It didn't make it
so
to the share.
Fresh. Oh, my gosh. It was absolutely delicious. And she's just up on Cactus Road. You can stop by and get them, or like Julie said, order them online. And then the Green Valley pecans, I ordered a big box for the office. It lasted 2 days. We had pecan brittle. We had the most amazing fresh trail mix. Everything in there was so fresh. And then just a big old bag of pecans. And there was nothing left by Friday.
So. That was what else came in that Green Valley? Did you just list off everything that came?
I think so. It was the pecan brittle, and then the
I didn't have time to look through everything that was in there, but it just seemed like, you know, I was expecting full pecans, but I mean, it just never this and that.
It was absolutely delicious.
And you know, I was gonna ask Jay this, and I was I meant to ask Julie. She may know, but you know, Jay, one thing I've learned about pecans, they need a lot of zinc. To achieve full flavor and everything. Are the Green Valley pecans so rich? You know, you've got the copper mines down there. I don't know if you get any zinc out of copper or with the hard minerals and all the mining. Does that have anything to do, or is it the climate and that's completely unrelated?
I really don't know on the zinc uptake out of the soil. It's a lot of it has to do with they're just, you know, it's in a very good growing area. You know, they're right down there in the riverbed, great deep soil, probably a pretty shallow water table, lots of water, irrigation. Pecans take a lot of water when they're growing. Of course, they're losing their leaves and going dormant now, but you see, you know, pecans in irrigated areas, they don't do very well in a gravel desert landscape. Of course, they get very big. It's a big tree. So that's probably what they need more than anything, is just a good source of good deep watering. They probably do better with lawn or turf or pasture around them as well. So make sure you've got plenty of room and the ability to water a lot. The zinc is something that I think even the commercial guys apply it. They probably apply it either foliar as a spray, or it's put right into the irrigation water as a trace element. But the zinc helps the meat of the nut really fill out completely nicely. So that's something you do want to add in the spring and the fall if you're a home gardener and you have a pecan tree, is some zinc a couple times a year.
There's nothing better than fresh pecans. And we bought 40 pounds this week, fresh pecans, to do the Cajun seasonings. And if you want that recipe, it's on the website as well. But everybody appreciates those. They're wonderful.
It was in the newsletter, I believe, as well. It's a little melted butter. You
Not
brush
a little,
over
it's
the
a,
top.
It's a stick of butter. It's Baby Kay's recipe. So, yeah.
Well, the amount that goes on each
You have
pecan,
to say it right, too.
It's pecan.
It's butter.
It's butter.
Butter.
Makes everything taste better.
A little bit of cayenne, a little bit of garlic powder, mm-hmm. a little bit of
salt,
Cajun seasoning, and you bake them in the oven, and they last for all month long, and they're a great gift that we give every year. Where did our pecans come from? Were they from Green Valley?
They're Arizona pecans.
Out of Green Valley. Very good.
So here's a gift idea, a couple of recipes and maybe some of the herbs or that go with them. Pot up a little pot of some of the various herbs in a little herb garden and include the recipes with that to give to somebody.
That is a great idea.
There you go. Well, all kinds of things we can think of that come out of the garden and come from the heart. So
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're also a lot of things going on. We mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, it's a great time for planting. We've also got our winter lawns to still maintain. What general maintenance are you with currently involved with day to day, Jay?
Well, you know, that you brought up a great point on the winter lawns. Make sure you are fertilizing those regularly, because I have started to see some winter lawns that are yellowing out. They're probably getting too much water, and everybody can cut their watering back. So one thing we see is the overwatering that occurs in the wintertime is probably far greater than occurs any other time of the year. People don't adjust their watering schedules back. So now that those winter lawns are up, they're established, you've mowed them several times, cut the watering back maybe every other day, maybe only a couple times a week. I had an inch of rain at my house the other night. So I've turned my water system off, and it will stay off for at least a week because of that rain. So even making sure your timer is off after we've had a good rain like we had. And, of course, fertilizing them once a month with something that has ammonium nitrate as part of the fertilizer or nitrogen makeup is real important, because that is a much more available form of nitrogen in the cold weather that we're going to have. And if you don't keep them well fed, as soon as we have a real little bit of a frost or some really cold nights, those even ryegrass will yellow out, and then it's really hard to get green back up with the cooler weather. So make sure you're feeding, mowing them regularly. With this warmer weather, it's been hard to keep up with the mowing on the ryegrass, but make sure it doesn't get too long in between mowings. This is not a great time of year to be doing a lot of pruning yet, but as your deciduous trees, like pecans, like grapevines, like pomegranates and peaches and plums and apricots, lose their leaves, great time to prune them once those leaves have all come off as well. So making sure the vegetable gardens are, you know, harvested, weeded, keep things mulched, light fertilizer on all of your growing things. Roses should just be absolutely fabulous. You want to probably slow down on the fertilizer now, so they'll kind of slow down and go dormant. But usually this is sometimes the best time of year for roses. So make sure you're keeping the old roses picked off, keeping them deadheaded, keeping them harvested. And if you've got flowers in the garden, bedding plants, keeping the dead blooms picked off, a little light fertilizer on those regularly will keep those blooming as well.
Jay, back to the grass for a second. Is it too late to put seed into little bald spots?
No, you can do that all winter. This ryegrass will germinate, but much more slowly than it did. But certainly you can continue to reseed the thin spots, the bald spots, the places where the dogs have affected the lawn, those types of areas. You can do that all through the winter. I usually encourage people to keep 4 or 5 pounds aside once they've bought their seed, just for that purpose, because it'll get hard to find now. Mm-hmm. Places will run out of ryegrass, you know, understandably so. But if you have a few pounds left over, you can do those little thin spots. And a lot of times we don't realize how thin it might be until we do have that first frost and the underlying summer lawn goes dormant. Then boom, all of a sudden, well, that ryegrass wasn't quite as thick as we thought, or we have a bare spot over there that we didn't know we had.
And you keep mentioning fertilizer. What do you fertilize that?
You know, I like a product called Turf Royale. Half of the nitrogen formulation of that product is ammonium nitrate fertilizer. So it is very effective in any weather, but especially in the cooler weather.
And you had mentioned you cut off your watering. Is it just the lawn, or is it your entire spring?
Well, I turned everything off. Yeah, I just turned everything off. It's just easier. The lawn certainly doesn't need it, but even trees and shrubs, as cool as it is, and if you were regularly watering and then you get an inch of rain, yeah, you don't need to water again for a couple of weeks.
And what do you use to measure that it's time to water again? Obviously, you don't want to wait till the plants are stressed out.
You know, that's a great question. I have in my landscape one particular plant that I watch. I call it an indicator plant, but that's Cape honeysuckle. And when my Cape honeysuckles start looking a little droopy or a little wilty, then I water the rest of the landscape. So sometimes that's a great way to do it. Just pick out one particular plant in your landscape that you know probably is a little more water needy than maybe the other things. So that's your least common denominator. And when it starts to look a little stressed, a little droopy, then I water it. I, in fact, on my trees and shrubs this time of year, Romy, I don't even have them scheduled to run. I do it manually. I wait till I see something that's a little bit droopy, and then I just turn the system on manually and cycle it through. The only thing that waters automatically in my landscape in the wintertime is the grass, and now it's even turned off.
And that grass seed you'd recommend to keep in a couple extra pounds, does that seed ever go bad?
Certainly the germination rate declines, but it doesn't just go all bad at one time. So as long as you keep it dry and keep it from getting wet, it will stay good for several years. Now, if it was 99% germination, maybe next year it's 97, and then maybe the next year it's 85. You know, it kind of goes down gradually. It would still germinate after many years. You would just have to use more seed.
Just mix it with next year's batch.
I usually, yeah. That's, if I have any left, I make sure I use it and then pull the new seed out for next year.
And, Jake, is that all applied to vegetable gardening as well? Can it be off for the week? I have tender lettuce and...
Well, I would think after an inch of rain and it's only going to be in the low 70s and it's, you know, there's so much humidity and moisture in the air now, everything's dewy in the morning. They should be able to go several days, probably a week, maybe longer, depending on the, you know, on the temperatures. Absolutely.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. It's Rosie on the House, Saturday mornings.